Or
the part that you don't eat, salmon pink.
And
you might call it seeds also. You call that a peach seed?
No, it's too big to seem like a seed to me.
How about a stump or pit?
A pit would sound more
like a pit. A pit sounds more like the peach. Okay, but a cherry is a seed, but a peach has a pit.
And a core for apple.
A core for an apple, that's one of my next questions. Do you know the kind of peach where the flesh or whatever you want to call it is tight against the pit?
No.
You ever heard? Oh, okay. How about the kind that it comes off easily from the pit?
Just a plain old peach, I guess.
Okay, do you know either clingstone, free stone? Do you know those?
No.
Okay. If you had cut up apples and you dry them, you'd say you're making
dried apples.
The kind of nuts that you pull up out of the ground and roast.
Peanuts?
Very good. Do you know any other names for them?
No.
You ever heard of goobers?
Yeah.
Did you know it was peanuts?
I've never really thought about it.
There's a kind of ice cream that has nuts in it. It's called black
walnut.
Have you ever seen walnuts, well, like on trees, the way they look when they come off a tree? Okay. On a walnut or any kind of a nut, the covering that's right around the meat, you call that the
shell.
Okay, and then like a walnut has another covering, then it's green on the outside, you call that the...
I don't know.
Do you know the term hull?
Yeah, but I
but you wouldn't know.
No, uh-uh.
You hadn't really thought about what it was.
No, uh-uh.
Okay, another kind of nut that, people make pies with it. Some people call them caramel.
Pecan.
Yeah. You better say that again. I think I interrupted
pecan.
you. Pecan. I don't want my voice in the middle of your thing. There's another kind of nut that, it's too hard to describe. I'll just say it to you, and I'll get you to say how you'd say it. Almond.
Mm-hmm. Almond.
Oh, well, you said family. Okay. The kind of fruit that grows especially a lot in Florida.
Orange. Lemon.
Orange is what I was getting at. And if you have some oranges and you ran out of oranges, you'd say your oranges are
gone.
If you were going to make, or someone were going to make a vegetable soup, what would be some of the things they'd put in it?
Darn, there's lots of things. Potatoes and peas and green beans, just a bunch of leftovers from in it.
How about okra?
Yeah, okra, corn, anything.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call this is a type of vegetable, and it grows on, the plants are tall and you have to, not too tall, but you have to stake the plants. And the red.
Tomato?
Right. Do you know what you call those little bitty ones?
Tomatoes?
Yeah. Yeah. This is something else that would grow in a garden, and it's a little, it grows under, it's a root vegetable, little red peppery sort of thing.
Radish.
Right. Nobody ever gets that either.
It's a root.
When you use the word potato, what do you mean? Well, I mean just basically.
When I use the word potato, what do I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand what you mean to cook
does
with
it. Does it have to be a white potato?
No, just a plain old potato.
Okay. How about a potato that's got a orange in the inside? You call that